Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome in Game Time Decisions here on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 204. No, I am not Gabe Morency and suddenly grew all this hair. I'm Joe Ranieri filling in for Gabe Morency here on this Monday as he gets to enjoy the fruits of his labor right now. And he also gets to hang out behind home plate tonight in the Dodgers-Giants matchup. And Cam, well, Cam's got a little day off too. Big Canadian Thanksgiving, I believe. So you are stuck with me and the legendary George Kurtz stepping in here. And George, I can't believe it. I feel like we lost a bet here somewhere along the lines, because here we are filling in for the legendary Gabe and Cam here on the grid. But I'm excited because it's Monday night and we've got baseball playoffs tonight. We've got Monday night football going on. There is a whole lot of upside down going on with college football, not to mention, and I know you know this, George, I know you know this, tomorrow they are dropping the puck for yet another season in the NHL, another season in which you will have your heart ripped out by the Islanders. I'm sure of that. But happy Monday, my man. How you been?
Been good. It's my favorite time of year. I mean, you got football in full swing, right? You got the baseball playoffs going on. I am a hockey guy. Hockey does start tomorrow. I love this time of the year. There's so much going on here. I was actually bordering on mad to very mad when that game was canceled this afternoon, when the White Sox got canceled, because I wanted to see 4 playoff games from 1 o'clock going on until, I don't know, whenever Gabe gets out of the Dodger Stadium at Chavez Ravine later.
That's if Gabe gets out of Chavez Ravine later there. But we'll check in, make sure Gabe's all squared away, hopefully a little bit later on. But we got a lot to get to. Baseball, you talked about it. 1 game canceled, 1 game already finished, 2 games still to go. We did have a chance to see, and don't look now, how about them Atlanta Braves here, George, taking care of business this afternoon, getting it done in shutout fashion, too, I might admit. Now, all of a sudden, Milwaukee scratching their head going, where did it all go wrong here? How shocked are you right now with this Brewers-Braves series?
Actually, I'm not shocked. I picked the Braves to win this. I think the Braves have a shot at the World Series. All right, that pitching staff is damn good. Morton pitched what? He gave 2 runs and lost. The Brewers only have 2 runs in this series. All of Rowdy Tellez. They have 1 batter who's accounted for 2 runs in this entire series. Other than that, they have nothing. Tellez hit that home run in game 1. They won 2-1. Other than that, Max Fried pitches a shutout. I know he didn't go 9 innings, but he didn't allow any runs in his 6 innings pitch. Today, Ian Anderson, borderline dominant, looked great today as well here. You're not going to score. Listen, you're not going to win. I don't care how good Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta are. If they can't score runs, you ain't going to win. All right, Jock Peterson, the Braves scored 7 runs in this series. Peterson accounts for 4 of them. Hits the pinch hit 3-run home run today. He also had another pinch hit home run early in this series. By the way, he's the first person in Major League Baseball history to hit 2 pinch hit home runs in the same series off the same pitcher, Adrian Hauser.
Yes.
You might want to try something different.
Yeah, you know, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, maybe if it is broke, you do need to fix it. I'm with you there, George. I know some people thought the Brewers might be a dark horse here, but doesn't appear that's where we are at right now with the Braves. And want to welcome in all our radio affiliates around the country here on this Monday. It is Game Time Decisions. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz filling in for the legendary Gabe Morency, who gets to hang out behind home plate tonight with the Dodgers-Giants game, along with Cam Stewart, who is taking some little vacation time here with the Canadian Thanksgiving. So they'll be back, I am sure, tomorrow, no doubt. But George and I, we've got you covered here over the next 48, 49 and a half minutes or so as we run down the slate of games here tonight. We were just talking earlier, the Braves go up 2-1 on the Milwaukee Brewers. A lot of folks kept trying to convince me that the Brewers could be a dark horse here. That pitching staff, those starting pitching and that bullpen. And, oh, yeah, you actually have to score runs to win games, George. And I think that's the problem there. They get shut out again here today, 3-0. Braves up 2-1, chance to close it out. But speaking of closing out, the next game coming up here a little over an hour. How about the Red Sox taking on the Tampa Bay Rays here in a closeout situation? There was a rumor that I heard here, Kurtz, that you might actually pitch for the Red Sox here tonight, since I don't know who the hell else is left between these two teams to actually pitch after that marathon yesterday. I mean, listen, this is what the Rays do. They're used to plucking guys out of the stands and, hey, you want to pitch an inning here? You want to pitch two innings? But what do the Red Sox do here tonight? What do you think we're going to see here?
Well, Eduardo Rodriguez is going to start, and he's an opener. He's not going deep into this game. He's not good anyway. All right, the Rays are going to hit him. He's not. Come on. He's not very good. He's your average starting pitcher here. It's at Fenway, a lefty at Fenway. I assume there's going to either be no wind or it's not blowing in. There's going to be runs put up on the board tonight. I'm a big believer in this because the Rays are going with Cole McHugh, are you kidding me? This is the best we have to offer? In game four, they're both open. It's going to be a big-time bullpen game. Everyone's pitching tonight, especially for the Rays. They got there's no tomorrow for them.
Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Columbus game. They blow the series here. Over. Lots of runs tonight.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to look at it here. Maybe even in the first 5. But much more on that game coming up. Of course, Dodgers, Giants, and Ravens-Colts. Monday Night Football next year as Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz, filling in for Gabe Morency and Cam Stewart. They'll be back, of course, tomorrow in their chairs, ready to go. But in the meantime, we've got you covered here tonight as we get ready. A little less than 45 minutes away, first pitch of an all-important elimination game, number 4 there between the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. We've also got Dodgers, Giants, the other World Series matchup in many people's minds here, getting ready to go. Scherzer's on the mound there. Former Dodger Alex Wood on the mound. Some interesting angles to look at that game. But before we pick a side here with the Red Sox and the Rays, which are it's just fascinating the fact that they, you know, they had to use the bullpen for 10 plus innings yesterday because Rasmussen of Tampa Bay only gave them, you know, less than two innings, which was just not the plan. But both teams are kind of in the same boat. Not a lot of fresh arms out there. It's going to kind of be a hodgepodge of stuff, but I want to get your thoughts here, George, because we were on In Game Live last night during that, I don't even, ground rule double. And George, you know, I've played baseball a long time, my friend, been around the game a long time. You have as well. Can you explain to me how it is that a ball can hit off a wall in play, come back into play, actually hit the right fielder, and then that bounces over the wall, but nobody else can advance, even though the guy was pretty much on third getting ready to score there. I guess the rule book, but these things got to be tweaked out. I mean, that was the most unbelievable thing. He crawls home. He can actually stop, drop, and roll home, and they weren't throwing him out, as Arena there on that play. So it was a tough break, but what do you think of that rule? Unbelievable.
This always comes up every couple of years, right? We find a weird rule, and you're like, what? Where's the logic in that? You know, I think it's because we haven't seen it before. You know, Buster Olney of ESPN said today, and I think he's wrong on this, mind you. Part of it, I understand where he's coming from. This is the first time it's happened in 100 years. We don't need to change this rule. It never happens. Well, I agree with you. I've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. I haven't. But why bank on it? We're never going to see it again. You know, why not fix it? Seems to be a pretty obvious fix. We know the rule on a ground rule double is two bases. That's fine, but how about if this happens again where it goes off a fielder, bounces off the wall, off a fielder, over the wall again? Three bases. I see it to be an easy fix. Now, I am of the belief, and this, you know, I ref hockey games, and I like it when rules are taken, you know, out of my hands. You know, and the rink I ref at, the goalie shoots the puck out of the rink, automatic penalty, I have no discretion. So I understand you don't want the umpires to have discretion. Oh, he could have scored. Because, you know, umpires are terrible as it is. I don't want them doing that all game. Oh, yeah, he could have scored. What, are you kidding me? That guy has a rocket for an arm out. They would have thrown him up by 20 feet. We'd have arguments up the wazoo. So I don't. I like the fact that they don't have discretion. But in my mind, this is one of those weird little rules that I think it will be fixed now. At least I hope it's fixed now. I hope baseball doesn't go, oh, no, we're not fixing because we're always right. You know, that sort of thing. It's a bad rule. It is what it is. The umpires got it right, by the way. It is in the rule book, as well they called it. So they got it 100% correct. You heard Kevin Cash, the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays, say it last night, by the way. They got it right. The funny thing is this is not the first time in 100 years it happened. It actually happened a couple of years ago to the Tampa Bay Rays against the Blue Jays. Yep. So it does pop up here. It's either an easy fix, not two bases, three. Problem solved.
I listen, if it bounces in play and it hits a fielder and then goes out, I get the ground rule double situation here, but a runner on second should be awarded home plate standing up at that. It wasn't like it just hit the ground and walked over the fence, you know what I mean? That it actually hit back into play and hit a fielder. So they'll look at it, I'm sure, like they've looked at a lot of different tweaking of the rules. But the bottom line is Red Sox took advantage of it. They walk it off last night. They got an opportunity to close it tonight. I am looking at a total of around 9 here, George, and we were kind of laughing a little bit about this game because, you know, don't be surprised if you turn on the television and Cam Stewart is pitching tonight because I don't know where they're going to get all the arms here, but are we looking at a ton of runs here? Is the over the play in your mind? First five and full game, how are you approaching it?
I can't see how runs aren't going to be scored tonight. I just can't see it. You're in Fenway Park. Runs generally get scored there anyway. And you got these two softball guys going? They're not going to be around to give up 9, right? I don't know if either one, honestly, goes more than 2 innings. I might be surprised they go more. Rodriguez, I guess, would have a better shot, but he's going to get hit. I think the only way we don't see runs scored is if a lot of Adam Bowles are hitting rockets right at players. You know, I could see that happening there. But, yes, I'm on the over in any way you want to put it. First five, first three, first six, first two, first inning. And definitely the game here. If I'm wrong, it's one of those, okay, I read it right. It didn't work out for me. But I got to believe there's a lot of runs coming tonight, a whole lot of runs. I don't know if it'll be that game last night in Chicago. It was, what, 12-6 was the final, 14-6? I think they had a football score there. And by the way, there was an interesting rule play there as well with Grando going down to first base. But I think you're going to get a similar score, at least a similar amount of runs. I don't know if one team's going to win by eight, but I think runs are coming tonight.
The flailing elbow, running down the base sometimes, George, it was a classic move, oh, what are you talking about? I'm in the line. And so the ball hits me in the elbow. Like, I don't understand what happened running down to first. But, Dusty Baker obviously lost himself on that play last night, too. But that game was well out of hand. And the White Sox deserve the win one. That game gets canceled today because of weather in Chicago. It'll take place tomorrow. But there is something about certainly the body language that we saw last night with these guys walking off. I hate to say it because I've seen it as a Yankee fan, George, and you know this. That body language, that swagger, there's a look to these Boston Red Sox like they're starting to believe, they're starting to come into their own right now. And listen, do I think they're going to win the World Series? No. Do I think they have more than enough to be able to get it done at Fenway Park tonight to get rid of the best team in the American League, at least record-wise? Yes. I do, and that's what scares me. And I think it's a pretty cheap price too for the Red Sox at this time. But if I like the Tampa Bay Rays to win tonight, I'm probably picking them on the series price. It's probably a better number right now. If you think Tampa wins tonight, I'm betting then Tampa's going to win the Game 5 back home, George, at the Trop. I don't even think it's a question. I think if the Red Sox are going to win this, they have to win it tonight. So take the Red Sox on the money line if you think they win it. If not, you almost have to take Tampa Bay in the series price as well.
I agree with you, by the way, wholeheartedly. I think if Tampa Bay wins tonight, they do win the series. I think the Red Sox want this series to end tonight in Fenway. You don't want to go to that joke in Tampa Bay, girders and rings and everything else that hangs up there from the ceiling. I hate that ballpark with the the power of a small sun. I can't believe that that's a major league ballpark. It's a joke. It's a pinball machine is really what it is. I think, once again, if the Rays can pull out this win, obviously momentum will be in their favor. You go to that ballpark, which doesn't play well for the Red Sox or what they have. And I wonder who's going to start this game of both teams as well here, especially with who pitches tonight. You were thinking Cam might go tonight. Hell, who knows what's going to go in Game 5 if it gets to a Game 5. I haven't decided on if I'm going to go with Boston tonight. I'm just hesitant there because I don't know. I don't know what's going to go with these pitchers. I just think they're going to give up runs. I sort of hedge towards Boston. I think they have the edge playing at home. I think they're feeling it here. And, as a Yankee fan, though, are you an optimist or a pessimist? You can be a pessimist. They can both go to hell, right? Both crash into the ground. You can be an optimist. At least one's going home. At least one's going to lose. You get the right. Wouldn't it be great? The Red Sox and Astros, two cheating teams. Lovely.
Oh, stop it. Listen, we got a pretty big game after this one, too, a little bit late night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As Monday Night Football is going on, Giants, Dodgers, a lot to unpack with this game. George and I will do our best with that game, and we'll take a look at Monday Night Football as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, happy Monday. Game time decisions rolls on here on the grid, the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Welcome in. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz here filling in for Gabe and Cam as we get ready, of course, Monday Night Football. A little over and just about a about an hour and a half or so away is the Ravens and Lamar Jackson getting a little added day's rest there, taking on the Indianapolis Colts here. We'll go over that game coming up for you here. Take a look at the latest lines and some of the thoughts and edges you might be able to find and how to bet that Monday night game. But we are talking MLB playoffs, obviously. We know the Red Sox have an opportunity to close it out and advance in Fenway Park, and they're pretty much close to even money. So it's not a bad bet there, but George and I are on the same page. We think that there's going to be some runs here. There's probably going to be a lot of runs, given the fact that we don't know who's pitching. Both bullpens are taxed to the max. There's no doubt about it. So Fenway Park, which is used to seeing a lot of runs cross home plate, I had asked George to see if we're trying to find what the prop bet, what's the price of the prop bet for a, you know, run scored in the first, yes or no? You know, one of those, will there be a run scored in the first inning? And you found an interesting one where total runs in the first inning, you said, one run was at what price?
Plus 340, one run. Two runs or more is plus 220. Zero runs is minus 115.
Wow. Wow. So just if we get one run in the first at plus 340, now I'm wondering, does it have to be exactly one or is it one or more?
That's the catch. That's the catch.
That's the catch, yes. That's the catch. Yep.
You need one solo. I think it's going to be two or more. I might go to plus 220.
Plus 220 is not a bad way to go. Yeah, you can actually go both. I was just going to say. Both. Yep.
As long as you get it right, you're not zero. Yep. You're gonna make some money here. So I might actually go both.
Yep.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I think runs are coming here. It's once again, it's Colin McHugh and Eduardo Rodriguez. Yep. I know it's a very small sample size here, but McHugh's ERA in this series is over 16. Erod, this is just south of 11. I mean, they're not great pitchers. They're just not. They're pretty close to awful pitchers. So I think runs are coming here. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yep. I think there's some value there. And I think there's a lot of ways to correlate this game coming up between the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. And we had talked about it earlier. If you like the Red Sox to get it done tonight, it's a great price to be able to hop on them. Either way, the over is certainly tantalizing. And if you like Tampa Bay to win tonight, then you got to take a look at Tampa Bay and the series price as well, because it comes back to the trap. Absolutely, I have no doubt that if Tampa can pull this game out tonight, they are going to win this series and advance. So a lot of different ways to go about that game. I think there's only one way, George, to go with tonight's game between the Dodgers and the Giants. And, of course, Gabe Morenci will be there behind home plate here tonight watching the Dodgers and the Giants do battle, one of the best rivalries in all of sports. Listen, I get it. Max Scherzer, you're going to pay a premium, right? I understand that. Scherzer is one of the all-time greats, right? Money pitcher, especially in the postseason. But, George, there has not been one more profitable team that the market just underestimated the entire season long than the San Francisco Giants. And here we are again, George, finding ourselves with the Giants as an underdog of nearly minus one, plus 170, 175, somewhere in that ballpark there. I get the whole Scherzer, but Scherzer, the last couple of times out, I think we can all agree, certainly hittable and certainly can be gotten to. But we're talking about a team, right? We're talking about a team that since July 1st, they were 23-5 on the road against right-handed pitchers. 23-5 since July 1st on the road. They were also 5-2 against the Dodgers this year as a dog of plus 150 or more. How in the world are we not at plus 170, 180 I'm all over the Giants. Come hell or high water. They may not win the game. I get that. But at this price and the way they've been undervalued all year, give me the Giants at a 107, 108 win team. You're telling me I'm going to get nearly 2-1? Yeah, I'm good. Give me the Giants here, George.
I'm laughing because I'm as guilty as anyone and not giving the Giants their due this season. I for all the conversations I've had with Gabe, it's always, oh, yeah, Dodgers is going to win this division. It's the matter of time. Dodgers, and you'll go through each month. Oh, June, yeah, Dodgers going, oh, look, great trade deadline. Oh, you're definitely going to pass the Giants now, no doubt in my mind. And they just never did. You know, and the Giants are a funny team because when you look at them, I'm a Yankee fan. I would take maybe two Giants on the Yankees. You know, and it's like, how is it? This is a team. They play as a team. They truly do here. Now, the Dodgers acquired Scherzer really for this game, right? For the wild card game. And you said it, didn't pitch all that great in the wild card game. Didn't give up runs, but didn't make it five innings either. Right? He had people on base all game long. The Cardinals might be here right now and not the Dodgers if they could hit with people on base. I think they went 0-11 that game offhand. So they didn't, they didn't go all that well. My problem is this. I know the Dodgers don't always hit left-handed pitching, but Alex Wood, I just wish there was one of somebody else here. I mean, I think he's going to get hit. He's just, he needs his defense to play on really on fire. He needs a lot of Adam balls because I think he'll be hit. He'll be hit hard. I mean, whatever the BABIP is, you know, batting average on balls in play because they're going to hit him. He's not going to strike out 10, 11 guys. He's not that kind of pitcher here. So that worries me so much. They're back in Los Angeles. Gabe's going to be at the game. So I'm sort of leaning Dodgers here. With that being said, I can't tell you how much I've said this season. And then the Giants win. I mean, the Giants may be the team I've lost the most money on this year in baseball. I don't have a track that I don't know for sure, but I know there's been so many times I thought they'd lose because everything logically tells you, oh, the Giants can't win this game. They can't. And then they win. Yep. I can't tell you how many times that's happened this year. But still, Scherzer, Wood, I mean, my head's just telling me the Dodgers. I just can't get past it.
Well, your head's been telling you all year, the Dodgers, and it's cost you nothing but cash. I will say this. Wood is a guy this ballpark has been not going to be a big deal for him. He spent 5.5 seasons there wearing a Dodger uniform here. So he knows the ballpark. He understands the atmosphere that he's walking into. He helped, obviously, win a ring with the Dodgers there. So the moment I don't think he's going to be too big for him. It's ultimately going to come down to timely hitting, right? And to me, at this price, I don't think a 107-win team should be a 180 underdog to anybody. I don't care who's pitching. I don't care who they're playing, especially a team that they've actually had huge amounts of success against here this year. And Scherzer, listen, I love that he's one of the all-time greats, but he is not necessarily as of late. You know, he ain't a spring chicken. You know, Father Time knocking on that door as well. If they can get a couple of runs early, then it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. But we're still at that dreaded 3.5 mark for the first five. 7.5, I believe, for the game. Runs, no runs? Are you leaning one way or the other on that?
I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't. I think sort of a mid. I mean, it's what they're banking on here as well, right? We are 7.5. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little low, mind you. I think it could get a little higher than that, but that sounds about right. A 4-3 final. I think they have the money pretty much right on target here. So I'm not going to touch the totals as far as that game is concerned here. I'm trying to find some props I like here in this game. If I'm going to play that parlay, I mentioned if I'm going to take the Dodgers tonight, and I'm not saying I am, but if I'm going to take the Dodgers tonight, it's almost certainly going to be in a parlay, probably with the over in the Boston game. Although I like the over in the Boston game alone, too. So I don't know if I want to do that. But that's what I'm leaning towards here. There was an interesting stat. I thought it was a great stat. As far as the Dodgers' record since the trade for Scherzer and Turner, it was like the number one record overall in three, four decades of July, of August, September. The Giants were one game behind them. So they did all this movie. They played great, and they gained one whole game on the Giants. I said, I'll say it again. I'm as guilty as anybody. Haven't given the Giants their due. So I don't blame you for taking the value on FanDuel plus 176 for the Giants at all. Because I think they've enjoyed this season shoving it in my face and shoving it in everybody else's face. Mm-hmm. Don't give them the love. Absolutely been a fantastic season. I just think it lines up against them tonight. Scherzer. First game back in Dodger Stadium. They got shelled last game. So I'm leaning Dodgers here. I would never bet minus 210 straight, but it's gonna be a parlay of some sort.
So I got a stat for you too here, George. Some of you should think of this one. 13 times this year, the San Francisco Giants handed the ball to Alex Wood after an L, after they lost the game. 13 times. Want to take a guess as to what their record is every time they handed the ball to him out of those 13 times?
10-3.
12-1.
12-1.
Great. At plus 180 here, guys. There's only one way to bet this here tonight as far as I'm concerned. One way, and that is the same way that those that have backed the Giants all year long, you guys know exactly your bankroll. It knows exactly what was going on. And we were thankful for guys like George and the other Dodger Blue faithful going, wheels are going to fall off. They're not this good. That's what is allowed, even in this situation, to get the Giants 107-win team at plus 180. Unbelievable.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Maybe not as unbelievable, though, as the spread in tonight's Monday night football game. We're going to break that game down for you. Ravens Colts coming up here tonight, and we've got you covered as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here. Game Time Decisions on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 204 on this Monday. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz, filling in for the legendary Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart. They'll be back tomorrow. But we got still Monday Night Football here to break down for you. Baseball coming your way just after the top of the hour. Elimination time for the Tampa Bay Rays. Do they have enough to get it back to the Trop? We're going to find that out. And, of course, George and I were just talking about the Giants and Dodgers. Maybe the series, maybe could very well be, no matter what happens from this point on, maybe the Dodgers-Giants will be the best series that we have, including whoever ends up in the World Series. But George is he's leaning Dodgers. There's only one way I can go. And it is the Giants at nearly a 2-1 underdog, 107 wins. Yes, it's people's refusal to believe and accept that this team is pretty damn good, which has allowed those of us that have backed the Giants all year long, it's allowed us to continue to profit even on their way to 107 wins. And George, the funny thing about this is, right, all year long you said it, you were guilty of it yourself, right? Yeah, you just kept waiting for that shoe to drop, right? And it's like, no, they're not. The Dodgers are going to get it. It's a mirage. It's not going to happen. They're going to fall apart. Well, they didn't fall apart, right? Best record. They win the West. So what happens is tonight with Scherzer on the mound, the Dodgers may win this game. And as sure as I am sitting here, the Dodger faithful are all going to go, I told you. I told you it was all fake. I told you that. And you and I both know that. We're going to wake up on social media tomorrow, and it's going to be like, I told you they sucked. It's without a doubt, without fail, George. We're going to see it. We're going to see a number of tweets that way if the Dodgers win.
Oh, that's a mortal lock. There's no doubt about that, right? All year long, I knew it was true. I knew they weren't that good. They'll be going on and on forever here. Another thing about the series, I would have never, ever thought that this is the first time the Giants and Dodgers have ever played in a playoff series.
Yep.
I find that mind-boggling. Completely mind-boggling. Yep. When you think of the Dodgers, who have been a good team for most of their existence, Giants have won World Series and everything else. For them to be the first time, I saw that, I'm like, that can't be right? That's wrong. And you look at it, God, that is right. You know, so I find that for, you know, people don't realize we're on the East Coast. Yeah, you know, the Yankees and Red Sox are the rivalry. They don't like each other. Giants and Dodgers hate each other too. All right. As much as probably Cubs and Cardinals do for that matter. So it's a big rivalry. And I was just so surprised, Joe. This was the first time they played each other.
Yeah, no, it's kind of mind blowing when you think about that, given the history of both of these teams here. And Scherzer going up against Alex Wood here tonight. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. And at plus 180, I'm good. I'll take the Giants. Keep riding that train there, that denial train. I'm all over it. I'm good to go there at that price. Monday Night Football here, George. It's going to be interesting. The Ravens taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Ravens, they're getting a little healthier here. Right. They're getting, they were really, really banged up over the last couple of weeks. They got an extra day's rest, which I think is huge, especially coming out of Denver. I think they played. They had an altitude game there. It's been a rough stretch here, but they've managed to find themselves with, only one loss here at this particular point, taking on a team. Talk about banged up. Quentin Nelson out. You go down the list here. It's just a matter of the wind blowing when Carson Wentz is somehow going to get hurt again. You and I both know that. But the line has pretty much stayed stagnant all week. It was about a touchdown. It opened right around there. It's kind of stayed there. The total right around that 46.5 mark. Now, anybody that bet this game early in the week, right, they bet it and teased it down to 1 point, right? They took the 6-point teaser and they're like, give me the Ravens. I'll tie it up with every other team that we like. So right now, tonight, there is an awful lot of tickets, an awful lot of money with this being the final leg of a 2-team teaser coming down from 7-1. Now, this is where the books really hate it, George, because now if you hadn't bet it earlier in the week, there's going to be a lot of people right now that are going to bet Baltimore down to one in a teaser and then pair it up with a game that they like, as the week progresses here, where the odds are starting to come out. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 situation where not only did the people this week have the opportunity to finish off the leg in this game tonight, but those that haven't bet it, you have the opportunity to grab this as the first leg of the 2-team teaser as well. How are you approaching this game tonight, George? Are you going outright? Are you going to lay the points? Are you going to take the points? How are you looking at this?
You know, it's funny. On Football Full Circle, Holden Kushner and I were talking about this game, and it was only at 7. And we weren't happy about that because we lost our hook, right? We lost our half a point there. Now we got it back to 7.5. So I was leaning towards Indianapolis then anyway. I don't think they can win the game. All right, I don't not in Baltimore, not Lamar Jackson, not with the injuries they have. You mentioned Quentin Nelson's a monster loss for that team. All right, and not have you? Can you remember a player, Joe, whose career has gone south quicker than Carson Wentz? I mean, before he tore up the ACL in that play versus the Rams, we're thinking he might win MVP. They ended up winning the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Maybe they would have won it with him. And as you said, now the wind blows. He's on IR, right? He's got more injuries, back injuries, foot injuries, and everything else. And he's just not the same player anymore, not that guy anymore. It's amazing what's happened to him after one injury, how he's gone straight downhill. But I don't trust Wentz as far as I can bowl him. I don't trust Reich in the fact that he won't hit. The best player, offensive player on the Colts is Jonathan Taylor. Give him the football. All right, stop trying to throw the ball up and down the field. You don't have that with Wentz. All right, I know you sort of put your neck out of the line for Wentz when you acquired him. You better hope he doesn't play 75% of those snaps, by the way, so you get your first-round pick back. But he's not that guy. He's not the guy who can throw the football up and down the yard. J- Jonathan Taylor's your guy. He also keeps your defense off the field, can keep games close. Maybe you can win them in the fourth quarter here. But he doesn't do that. He hasn't done it all year long. So that's my concern here. He won't do it tonight either. That maybe Lamar Jackson gets him up a touchdown early and he just goes away from the run game because he's down a touchdown. So that's my issue here with not totally trusting. But I like the Colts plus 7.5 points because I think this is a very good football team outside of Wentz. I think they have good defense, good defensive line, good offensive line. Even without Nelson, it's still a solid offensive line. Obviously not as good as it could have been here. So I think the game's going to be close. And I'm also going by most of our primetime games this year have been close, right? They've been good. Got down to the last second game. So I'm going to go with that here. So I'm going to have a play on the Colts here. It won't be monumental. The baseball plays will be higher here. I'll have more props in this game than I will on the spread.
Yeah, it's I'm all over the teaser angle here. I've got a couple. I had the Bills last night in the teaser tied in with the Ravens. I had the Patriots down to two yesterday. Still don't know how they won that. Tied in obviously with the Ravens minus one here tonight. And it's listen, you know what's interesting is that 7.5 now. You know, a possibility of a middle here, right, George? Because I need the Ravens to win by one, right? So if they basically win the game, I think we're in pretty good shape. The question is, can I get him to win by less than, anywhere by 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, somewhere along those lines? So I might look to come over and with that 7.5 back to Colts and get real greedy here tonight and see if we can't middle it somewhere along the line. But I'm with Wentz is what bothers me about this. And Wentz bothers me because he's got no mobility going up against a defensive front, Calais Campbell and company there, that have no problem rushing and getting to the quarterback. And that's kind of the problem, right? Does Wentz have enough mobility that he's going to be able to extend plays? That's what scares me about the Colts right now, not to mention that they have a suspect secondary, to say the least. And quietly, not people aren't making a big deal of it because it's Lamar Jackson, but, you know, he is averaging from a passing perspective. He's a better passer this year than he's ever been before in his career. He's known as a runner, right? But yet, he's only running on about 45% of the time here. Actually, the Ravens are only running about 45% of the time. He's had a lot of success. He's come a long way throwing the ball. And what are you going to do? Load up the box to try to stop Lamar in the running game? And then you've got that beat-up secondary that he's going to torch you. There's so many angles to this game that I keep coming back to going, how much faith do I have with the Colts on the road to be able to go toe-to-toe with, what is, in many people's mind, a potential MVP candidate here, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, think about it. What if Marquise Brown catches a couple of balls? His numbers would be even better. All right, those are big drops he's been making there. Now, you're right, Lamar Jackson has made the next step as a passer. No doubt in my mind he has here. I wish they would give him more help. You know, I think like most of us do, I wish they would have first-round wide receiver or go sign one, not Sammy Watkins in free agency, but I wish they would have got him some help there. And I think I've also noticed that they're not running him as much, which I think is smart. Not that he's old by any means, but he's getting older, playing in the NFL. Those hits do add up. So you don't want him taking those. You want to get away from that a little bit. Listen, we all know he's a dynamic runner. He's the best runner I've ever seen. I mean, it's amazing what he can do. It goes that way, it stops and goes that way. It's just like, he's impossible. It's not fair. And I mentioned those props I'm playing tonight. I'm playing both of his props, and I'll play a third if I can find it. Right now, I couldn't. His passing prop was earlier this afternoon. It was at 222 or 224. Give me the over. He has a better game than that. And his rushing prop, which I did play this afternoon, was at 62.5. I'm going the over there as well. I want to play the combo. I like playing the passing and rushing, but right now I haven't been able to find that. I have to do a little more research there at FanDuel, see if it's there. But I think Lamar Jackson, primetime game, I think he puts up some numbers tonight.
I'm with you. Here's another number for you I'll just throw out, talking about the lack of mobility here for Carson Wentz. When he hurt his ankle in week two, since then, Carson Wentz has a grand total of 8 rushing yards since week two of twisting his ankle. So the bottom line is he ain't going anywhere. He going to be a statue. You're going to hang right out there in the back. And if you can get to him, then you're going to be able to get to him. you're not going to be chasing Carson Wentz around the field in any way, shape, or form. I'm wondering how you're looking at from a point perspective here tonight, though. You mentioned a couple of props. What about the total aspect here, George? Do you think we're going to see some points? I think the total opened up somewhere around. The look ahead was about 48, 48 and a half. Obviously, that's been bet down throughout the week. Do we trust the Colts and company to be able to contribute? Those primetime unders have been pretty profitable over the last month or so.
Trust is a strong word there. No, I don't trust the Colts to be able to help me here. I'm not going to bet the total. I mean, in the back of my mind, I don't know about you, but I always say, okay, what do I think the final is going to be? I think it's going to be 24-20, somewhere around there. So that is an under. It's close. So I lean the under, but I'm not betting it. I'm not. I can see Wentz throwing a pick six at the end. That really screws things up for me. So I like Baltimore, but I do not like the total. I'm leaving that alone.
8-5 on the season to the over in prime time, but 4-1 as of late. So maybe we get more points than we think of here in this game tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
George and I will have some final thoughts as we get ready for Monday Night Football MLB playoffs. Game Time Decisions continues next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In Game Time Decisions here on the grid, in-game live coming your way here just after the top of the hour. In fact, I'm Joe Ranieri alongside George Kurtz. We'll be back and get you started here for a little MLB playoffs, Tampa Bay, Boston, of course, Dodgers and the Giants, and the Ravens and the Colts Monday Night Football. We'll throw in a little NHL talk coming up as well there, but I do want to remind you guys, if you want the latest information when it comes to sports betting, sports marketplace, odds, who to play, where are the edges, make sure you guys are following SportsGrid on Twitter, at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. You can, of course, catch Gabe and Cam on Game Time Decisions all week long there as all the clips and, of course, live on YouTube and any one of the million television networks around the country here that carry the Sports Grid network. So a lot of good stuff happening. Make sure you head over there and follow us on Twitter. All right, George, on the way out of here, Game Time Decisions. Of course, want to thank Gabe and Cam for having us and letting us step in here while they enjoy their evening. Who you go with? What's the best bet here tonight out the way?
Best bet for me is the over, in Boston. I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored. Can't say that enough. I think there's a ton of runs scored here. And I'm going to play that fun one we found here. I'm going to go two or more. I'm not going to bet on this just exactly one run. But I think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be zero. So give me two or more runs scored. And I'm going to play both, actually, and sort of hedge there. But give me two or more runs in the first inning of tonight's baseball game, Red Sox-Rays.
Oh, Love it. All right. Well, you know where I'm going. Give me nearly 2-1 on a 107-win baseball team known as the San Francisco Giants. I'm good. I'll take the plus 180 to get it done against Father Time. I mean, Max Scherzer should be a lot of fun here. But we got Red Sox Tampa coming your way just after the top of the hour. In-game live, and I believe some homeless guy, Sharapin, will join us. Anyway, join us. Good luck with the plays, guys. We'll see you shortly here on the grid.
You've got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.